Hey guys, welcome to Cup of Connections. I'm Portia, and we're here coming to you from our virtual cafe, Better with a Cup of Coffee. We are savoring relationships with coffee lovers around the world and sharing their experiences that have been better with a cup of coffee.
Hey guys, this is day 3 and 4 of our epic road trip.
And yes. Let me tell you.
My hair. It gets better and better. It's more fun. On this road trip,
you said more fun.
It does. It gets more fun.
It's funner by the minute.
Or funner by the minute. Whatever you want to say. All I know is that it was awesome. We wake up at 11 p.m. We only had probably...
We had to hit the road by midnight.
Yeah. We probably only had maybe getting to sleep, maybe 3-4 hours. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we were hustling. We had our headlights on, trying to break up the tent. Any tent camper knows what that's about.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking down a tent in the middle of the night or in the wee hours of the morning. We waste no time. We're off. We go from Memphis. It doesn't take long. From Memphis to Arkansas, all you do is cross the bridge, and you are in Arkansas.
Yeah.
For me, my wife, she was out.
I was sleeping.
She was sleeping.
I didn't sleep well.
And I was raring to go.
It was.
It was a 15-hour drive. You get to see so much and experience so much. And even though we weren't going to stay in Oklahoma, I planned to stop there to get some coffee at this place called Stitch. I timed it right because it opened about the time when we arrived in the heart of Oklahoma City, which I think was about between 6 or 7, something like that.
Something like that. You drove the whole way.
I did. I was excited. I love driving that long. Tip for you ladies, if you're driving, or even men who want to take a road trip, you know, it's dangerous country out there, especially if you don't know where you're going. I mean, you know where you're going, but you've never been to where you're going or through these places. What I always like to do is I like to leave before the sun rises. Yes, it's driving a little bit at night, maybe a couple hours. In this case, it was a little bit longer because we had to push it. But I like to get up, drive before the sun rises, and get to my destination before rush hour traffic.
So yes. That's
around 3 o'clock. When you hit 4 o'clock in some places, it's a nightmare. 5 o'clock, forget it. It doesn't matter if it's a small town or a big city. You just feel so much safer getting there. And then you get into your hotel or your accommodations or wherever it is. And then you can unpack and you can get your food if you want to. Or you can go out, especially if you're by yourself. And you still have the daytime to settle in and unwind a bit. And then you can get a better night's rest than that. And you feel safer. So we stop in Oklahoma City because there's Stitch and we're looking forward to some coffee. And I have to tell you, it was kind of, if anybody follows basketball, when I entered into Oklahoma City, now Kate, she doesn't care about sports. Okay.
Let's I mean, when I don't.
She can take it or leave it. But for me,
but
I'm
football is not my thing. I like basketball.
Basketball. Okay. If you like basketball, a little thing. We were in OKC, and any basketball fan knows that OKC had some of the best players in the NBA on one roster. You had, back in the day of Kevin Durant, you had James Harden, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and you had Serge Ibaka, and you had, oh God, I see his name, the beard, Perkins. But I was excited because as we're getting off on the highway, and Stitch is off the highway, it's closer to downtown. It's not in downtown. It's in this really cute little area. It's almost like an arts district, it seemed. So I'm entering into this area, and I'm looking at downtown. I see the buildings, and I just couldn't help but think of the Oklahoma City Thunders. It was pretty historical to have those guys, those three major players. They are going to be in the NBA Hall of Fame for sure. So it's just those little things that you think about whenever you go into other cities and other states. That's what helps to make the road trip fun. Because you start thinking about all these little things.
I've never seen John Morant pictures.
Oh, that was in Memphis.
That was in Memphis. Okay.
Yes. In downtown Memphis, we're walking around downtown. You know, we go to Beale Street. And once we come back from the Civil Rights Museum, we walk right in front of the Coliseum. where Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies play. And
yeah. That, I've never seen that. That was cool.
That was cool. But anyway, we're in Oklahoma City. I wake her behind up.
Was that grumpy?
Not like I am. No. You were cool.
And
so we walk into Stitch, and it was a really neat place. The people were warm and inviting. It wasn't that busy. I think it was still quite early, but you have the regulars that go in. And I forgot, you had some type of strawberry latte. And then for breakfast, they had like these, what do you call it? Those Pop Pockets. Yes. It was these Hot Pockets that they had. And they looked like a Hot Pocket, but is gourmet or homemade, and it was cheese, egg, and a little bacon. It had a little piece of bacon sticking out from the middle.
Oh, yeah. Those were divine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the coffee? Girl, say no
more.
I love to get road trip coffee. It's just comforting.
You used to come when you would visit me and Carrie.
I would stop at McDonald's and
get your dollar coffee.
Yeah. Right off the highway, and I would be on the road, honey, on the road again. Just can't wait to, okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, so couldn't see everything, but some notable mentions for the coffee shops. We've got Spiked, S-P-I-K-E-D.
It's a Black-owned.
It's a Black-owned coffee shop. Well, there's a story behind this. Well, it was a young lady who, she said that she had done everything right. And she had gotten her coffee shop all together and everything was right. She opened, but there just weren't people coming in. And so she said that she was at the coffee shop one day and she wasn't doing anything. She's like, let me make this little video. You know, she's got social media and it was on TikTok. So she made this video of herself goofing off and having fun in her own business. And next thing you know, she's getting all kinds of people walking up in there.
It went viral.
It went viral. I mean, that is so cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so kudos to her. It's such a wonderful story to hear. Sorry we couldn't stop by your store, your coffee shop, but hopefully another time. Yes, on the next journey. So we're off from Oklahoma City because we are going to Santa Fe, New Mexico. On my 50th birthday, I wanted to take a road trip, and I wanted to go to this specific place in Santa Fe, and I booked it. But COVID happened.
COVID happened and shut down the whole country, the whole world, as a matter of fact. But we had this planned in July of 2020.
Yes. And we were bummed about it, but I wanted to show my wife different things. As I said, I've been on road trips many times through all of these states, but I wanted to show her some really cool stuff. And I thought, well, this will be nice to do this. We've never done it. It's the OHO Spa and Resort in Santa Fe.
I've never been to a spa resort.
It was, I think it's in Travel and Leisure. It's supposed to be one of the top spas in the country. And we had to do it. This is where we sucked it up and drove 15 hours. And in order to spend two nights in a comfortable bed. And, you know, I called them beforehand, months before, to book this and told them it was my birthday. And they gave us a wonderful room and all an outdoor
they
patio.
They
upgraded us. Thank you.
That was very kind.
Thank you, OHO
yes,
Spa
you.
And Resort. It was lovely. So we're in Santa Fe, and we are as sunlight, and we're driving.
And it's gorgeous. We see mountains and
we couldn't really get into Santa Fe, like downtown, and explore.
Yeah, that 15-hour trip kicked our butts.
God, and I'm so glad we arrived. We arrived, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the
afternoon.
Something
like that, yeah.
So we have a full night of when we arrived, and then another full night when we got there. And when we stayed the next night. But when we got there, I'm expecting something glamorous and luxurious.
Yeah, but the outside is not luxurious
and
glamorous.
We drive to the address, and you drive into the grounds, and it's kind of closed off. You don't see anything. You just see a building. You see two buildings. I'm thinking.
Looking mighty drab.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get out of the car, and in between two buildings, there's this walkway, and you walk through. And you see this pond, and then you see down below, and it's
everything was lush. It was was just like,
it was, you were in another world. And at that moment, I don't know about you, babe. For me, I felt a sense of relief. I felt like, yes, I was on my vacation. I was, yes, far enough. I love my dad and I love my brother. I love my family. We're in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. Everything else just fell to the wayside. Mm-hmm. You know, we were on a vacation. My dog, she was feeling good. She was at her own little doggy daycare. She was roughing it, roughhousing. And Kate was like, oh my God, I miss her. I was like, girl, be quiet. Look at you, you're at a resort.
But I still missed her.
Okay. She didn't miss it too much when she was playing with those other dogs.
I mean, they have what's called a puppy patch.
And they have the chickens.
The silk chickens.
Silk chickens. And you get to put on this
apron
and you get to hold the chicken.
They shed. Mm. They shed some kind of bed. But the first day we went to puppy patch.
Well, she went to puppy patch.
I went to puppy patch. And I was like, oh my gosh, these puppies are so cute. And their goal is to introduce the puppies in hopes that someone like myself or Portia would adopt one or two. And it's sweet. I think that was awesome. If I didn't have a groupie, I would have maybe, if she lets me, but that answer is always no. No more pups.
No more dogs.
No more dogs.
I wasn't feeling the puppies, and I wasn't feeling laying out at that moment. I just wanted to put my feet on the ground and be out in nature. So on the resort, you can start on a trail. And there was a trail that I went on in the back of the resort. You kind of go up a hill and you just see from up top, you see so far away. And you just see the distance and the houses and the resort. And it was just beautiful to be out in nature. But at that point, I was still by myself. I didn't know exactly where I was. So I was like, nope, let's go.
Did you go to the puppy patch that night or the next day?
I went to the puppy patch the next day. That night, I went to get some coffee. And there was a cafe there. It's beautiful. You walk in and it's this large carved wooden table. And then they have a little section to the left. It's a bookstore. I mean, there's so many nooks. There's the pond, which you can't get in the pond. But then on one side of the pond, there are these jacuzzis. And there are three, and they're hot springs, but they each have their own different temperature. But the one in the back was cooler. Anyone could go to the spa. You can get a day pass and you can go to the spa.
Yeah, residents in the area.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't use the hot springs early in the morning. That was for the guests, people that were staying there.
And you, I booked you a time for a massage. I didn't try that, but what I did was I went into the cafe and then I met this young lady named Raquel. The story about Raquel is that she used to frequent the spa. She would come and go to the spa. What did she say? Every month or something like that. She went there frequently, and then she just decided she wanted to work there. See, when you go on a road trip, meet so many, if you allow yourself and you want to know about other people and other cultures, you just meet so many people. Like when we first got there, we met, I think his name was Israel, and he checked us in. But he told me this story. He said he worked himself up to that position. He was, he had had all kinds of jobs, you know, lower paying jobs. And the owners spoke to the employees and told them that it was rough. And they would still want them to be there, but, you know, there are times when they could be paid. And he said, he stuck with them. I don't think you were there with me. He said,
I remember that.
You remember that story? And he stuck with the owners. And
when a lot of people did.
And the owners rewarded him, and now he was at the front desk, and he was so kind. And I think he said he was the oldest employee there. I think he had worked for them for 4 years. And you just get to meet people like that. And that makes the journey and the road trip and those memories so special. After getting checked in and so forth, and we walk into this beautiful room. And it had the biggest king-size bed and a fireplace.
Yes.
And it, oh my Lord, it was just heavenly. It was so comfortable. Don't you just love when you go into an accommodation, whether it's a hotel or an Airbnb or a house or what have you, And if the betting is not just like your betting, it's better than your betting, that's what you hope for. I mean, especially when you go into a luxury environment like that, you want it to be better than yours, equal to or better. And it was, but it wasn't a TV in there. And she loves a television. She has to have a TV when she goes to sleep.
I like to hear noise while I'm going to sleep.
I think we heard noise. You know what we heard?
That night we heard a thunderstorm.
It was a storm. And it was bad. It was a noise. And then when we woke up.
Because it was a bad storm for them.
It was. You saw
they had the down tree limbs and stuff like that. It was
pretty bad.
I mean, but that thunder and lightning and the heavy rain was awesome. I enjoyed it.
I was fine. I was knocked out. I mean, 15-hour drive.
And yes. I think you drove the whole way.
I didn't mind. But the next day, the coffee shop wasn't open. Now, they give you coffee. They give you these the packs of coffee. And they give you tea, and then they give you this lovely kettle, but it's like the modern day kettle. I can't think of the name.
Electric warmer.
Yeah, electric water.
Coffee pot.
Coffee warmer. Coffee water warmer. Or water warmer. No matter what, it gets, you know, when one of the things that I picked for this trip was a all-in-one coffee press. And I brought some coffee from North Carolina. Was it Counterculture?
She got a little camping coffee grinder.
A burr grinder. Yeah. And I was going to use that. We were going to use that on our camp trips.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you know when we had to use it when we were in a hotel?
Yes.
And man, so I'm getting this water ready and I'm grinding. I'm just grinding. But it was so well worth it. We had our own patio.
Yes.
And we made fresh coffee even before the cafe was open. Mm-hmm. And we sat out on the patio, but then we also, there was a water fountain right outside of our room.
It was spring water.
Was it spring water?
Yes, it was spring. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, their own water.
Oh, wow.
And it was so good.
Look at her. She was drinking coffee and water.
Delicious. I enjoyed that water very much. Our water here. I can't stand it.
Awful. It was so minerally. And
it is.
And that's one thing why we got those filtered water bottles. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't have to deal with that. Even though we got our own water from here and put it in the 5-gallon water container, we at least had the water filters everywhere we went. We didn't have to do with that, but I didn't have the spring water.
Yes, you did.
Did I have spring
water? Oh,
yes, I did. Because you know what? At the very beginning, they give us these plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these clear plastic bottles.
No, we always filling it up.
I forgot. I'm sorry. So that day, it started off perfectly. We wanted to go and lay out and go into the
different pools
hot springs.
Oh, yeah. And she had hot springs and they had a saltwater pool.
Yes, we didn't do that until after.
Yeah.
Right. So we did the hot springs in the morning for about an hour before you went to go get your massage. Mm-hmm. And I think halfway into the massage, breakfast opens or the restaurant opens and you can get breakfast. Well, you can stay in the restaurant if you want and eat. Or they have these tables that it's like double tiered where you can sit underneath some umbrellas and you can sit in front of the pool. And that's what I did. I ordered my breakfast. I had some type of cheese infused waffle and I had vegan sausage. Lovely.
I'm sure that was
quite different. And then the coffee was on the house. And you just sit there as long as you want. I mean, you're in a resort. And you're just relaxing. So Kate finishes her resort. And how do you feel?
My massage. Great. I mean, again, no one can get deep enough, so. No one.
But you know what? That place was packed. That's what happens is the residents, they know about this place. And it's so cool because you can easily buy day passes and get a massage.
Or go swimming, or go in the hot springs after a certain time. Go to the puppy patch.
Yeah.
Or the silky chicken patch, whatever.
Well, that's what we did.
We did.
After you finished your massage, and then you had your breakfast, and we decided we were going to walk on the other side. You wanted to show me the doggies. And I have to say, I walked up in that place.
She didn't really want to.
I didn't really want to go, okay? I'm dogged out. I'm a mama that needs some rest from her dog, but my wife likes dogs, so okay.
No, I don't like them. I love them.
She loves dogs.
Dogs are amazing.
I walk in that place, and this woman who's in there, she is strict.
Oh, God. She went like the lady the night before.
She was strict, so we had to take our shoes off.
Then we had to sanitize, which was fine.
Absolutely. I'll never forget. There was a lady there who was in a wheelchair. I'm not laughing at her because she was in a wheelchair. No. I'm laughing at the dog who was gnawing at her wheels. And it was a dog that I fell in love with.
Artie.
That's how I would say, Artie. Stop it. Artie. And Artie, that little shit. I'm sorry. I said it. And I said it out loud, too. You know why? Because Artie would come around and he would bite my toes.
And then he would run
to her wheel, and he would bite, he would gnaw on her wheel. And so we were out there in the doggy grass, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
you're sitting in chairs.
Why are my feet wet? And I realized it, but it had pissed all over the place. Artie, or no Artie, I got to go.
But it took her a while to go. She had this.
Artie was my dog, and the lady who actually was in the wheelchair,
she was
adopting Artie.
But when we were sitting and we were chatting with this lady, Portia had one of these dogs on their back, one of the puppies on their back, in her lap. It's tummy.
Oh, it did, didn't I? I fell in love with those little cows.
Yes, you did.
Oh, and when I say cow, guys, you know, that's a terms of endearment word. My mom used to say that, and it was just so fun. We would have this banter, and she would just, so if you guys hear that, and if I call my wife a cow, if she calls me a cow, it's fun, it's terms of endearment. No, I ain't disrespecting my wife, but anyway. So, yes.
Yeah, she fell in love with those puppies. She had so much fun in there.
I did. I didn't think I was going to have that much fun, but I guess that's what puppies do to you.
They do. They bring up a child in us.
Do you remember the female puppy? The one
she was the ringleader.
She was. She was barking orders. And Artie
I don't care. I'm gonna do my own thing. He went by the tune of his own drum.
And then we finished with that, and she wanted to go see the chickens.
I've never seen them before. So we go.
I never saw a silky chicken too. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. So we go.
That's the ugliest chicken I ever seen.
We put on an apron. Funny. We go in there. We're talking to this young lady. She was so sweet. And there's this one chicken. I forgot its name.
Yes.
It held its neck just like that.
Yes. And then
he had to sit in laps
in
order to be okay. If he wasn't, then he was going to pitch a fit. And he would. So I picked him up, set him in my lap, and I just petted him, and now he was just happy and content. Did you hold it?
No, I didn't hold it. I didn't hold any one of them. What's wrong with you? None of them. I saw you. And then people started coming in. And then all of a sudden, I did pet because I wanted to know, what it felt like. It's a silky chicken. And it was.
It was very soft.
It's very soft. And then all of a sudden, Hurricane Claire comes in. See, now, what was the lady's name?
the other lady that we thought Claire was with. Oh, she's from New York.
Yeah,
anyway, plain as day. I know. She was so sweet. Well, then all of a sudden we see these two ladies come in, and Claire got bit by something. She got stung by something like a wasp or something. You know, they had just mowed the grass. Wasps and bees are down there, and so it stung her really badly.
Yeah.
And so the
red spot was about that big on her ankle.
It was spreading. It was. And she volunteered, oh, I got some bad.
Help. You're breathing. You're okay. You have a little EMT kicked in.
So I had to go.
But she was freaking out.
She was freaking out.
I mean, she was just like on the verge of like, I was like, honey, you're fine.
I didn't mind Claire. She just added her own spice to our trip. But she was so dramatic. She was telling a story about how she was hiding from people, and she had to change her phone number because she was in makeup or something, I don't know. Or some people were stalking her. And I looked at this woman who she came in with. I was like, hey, are you a friend of hers? And she was just ignoring me. Because she wasn't a friend of hers.
She just met her at the spa. Claire was very sweet. She was a little too much.
Ooh, she added some spice that day to our trip.
Yes.
Even though it was for maybe 30 minutes to 45 minutes, that was some spice right there, girl. Yes.
So she called me the chicken whisperer because I'd go around and I'd pick up the other chickens that would run. And I'd hold them and pet them.
We have to be better with names, babe, because the lady that was there,
and
it was fine that we don't remember her name, because, you know, maybe people don't want us to talk about them and they see this video, but she was lovely, and her story was that she was from New York. She was there by herself. She had heard about the OHO Spa and Resort, and she said to her husband, she's like,
I'm going,
I need a vacation. So her husband was like, well, don't you want me to come with you? She's like, no.
Nope.
So she gets into Santa Fe, and she's like, it's a small airport. And she was waiting there for hours before she actually got a ride to OHO. And so she calls her husband. She's like, can you call Uber
or something?
Yeah,
I was gonna die.
She wanted. She called New York, asked her husband to call up and get an Uber, and her husband said, "You didn't want me to come with you." She's like, "I still don't." So she ends up at the spa, and I saw her before we actually
met her.
She was at the pond. Uh-huh. She was talking to somebody at the pond. But it just goes to show you, the people that you meet on your road trip just add so much color and flavor, so much diversity to your road trip, and so many stories that you come away with. I mean, just look, already we met Holly. We met Claire. We met
that lady.
We met Raquel. We met so many people along the way to give us stories.
In Israel.
Finish with the chickens and all that, and then we go to the salted pool. And that was pretty neat.
It was.
I haven't been to a pool in a long time. You know, like just a hotel, and you just lay out at a pool and you just are chilling. And
there were a lot of people at that pool.
Because it was hot as Hades, girl. It was hot.
That was a hot one.
It was so funny because people were in the pool, but then they also were in the jacuzzi, and that was hot as Hades. I was like, nope. I was sucking down water left and right because it was hot in July in Santa Fe. It is no joke. You have to drink lots of water, and I guess that's why they give you the water bottles.
And they have all these stations, water stations, where you can fill it up.
Fill them up.
It was nice.
And you know what else?
Then we went on a hike.
We did.
And we got lost.
And we did get lost. That same hike that I went on, and I'm glad I turned back around. It was so cool at the beginning, and it's, you know, it's, you have the
the native plants and the sticky plants and the shrubs and the cacti and so forth, and it's very rocky and you're going up and down, but it's, you know, it's safe. You know where you're going. They give you a map as well. And then something changed. We see all kinds of weird stuff. We saw watermelon patches in the desert in Santa Fe, and it was like embedded in on the hills and stuff. And it was the weirdest thing.
It was.
And then all of a sudden, you go in the woods. We kind of get lost in the woods.
We found this path that looked like a water that you. There used to be water there, but it was dried up, like a riverbed. And we made our way up to a construction area. Then we see houses, residential area, and we're like,
Thank God I have a decent sense of direction. Mm-hmm. And at one point, you know, the trails, they kind of don't tell you that they're not clear at some point. Forget the trail. I know that we're supposed to be over there. So we cut through. You know, that's the part we just have to say. That's when you have to say survival, honey. You're in a place where you're not sure where you are, and at least you know where your place or your house is going to be.
I couldn't have picked a better partner.
I'm going to tell you, because she is horrible. I'm like, no, girl, we're not supposed to go over there. We're supposed to go over there. The hotel is over there. Yes, you were horrible. I'm like, look, let's cut across here. And she was going all down the,
I was exploring.
She does that. But you know what? You can explore up on a rattlesnake all you want. I'm like, nope. Anyway, we had a wonderful time, but it was a little scary. So we get back to the resort, right? And we see the lady from New York. She's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go for a hike. And we said, nope.
Yeah, we meet her. Was she on the trail? She was already doing a hike, and she was like, I've had enough, I need water, and blah, blah, blah. She didn't pack enough water with her.
Nope, don't do it.
And she said, don't do it.
There are times when you have to know, especially if you are on your own, if you really are not a hiker, first and foremost, and you're not used to that hot weather, you have to realize that you got to turn back.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
always doing that. It's like, I'm not feeling top plan or something. If you're right, so I'm headed back.
Yeah. I'm glad I headed back the first day, because it's kind of dangerous and you want to be wise about it, especially when you're going out there by yourself. And reception wasn't the best, and that was the issue. Mm-hmm. That was the issue. Because we had our maps on our phones at one point, but then after,
it all went down.
Yeah.
But that's all right. God kept us on. He kept us safe.
Thank God for that.
Thank you, God.
So we finished with that, and we were done. We were exhausted, and that was our day 4 experience of Santa Fe. We didn't experience Santa Fe downtown or anything like that. That's for another road trip. But that spa and resort, I kid you not, that is one of those things where you have to see. Mm-hmm. So we were geared and excited to go to the Grand Canyon the next day, because that was my birthday.
Yes.
And you know what had happened? And we got a room in the Thunderbird Hotel.
By the grace of God.
And the Thunderbird Hotel is on the South Rim. That hotel, it's probably, I think it's about 100 feet from the rim of the Grand Canyon. You could literally walk out. You don't even have to walk out. I mean, you just sit in your room and you see the Grand Canyon from there. And so that's why I had to change. I'm glad there were rooms available. It was just by the grace of God, because can you imagine the day before in the heart of summer where everybody wants to go on vacation and in the Grand Canyon?
In the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon is day 5. And stay tuned, because that's even more exciting than day 3 and 4.
I'm Portia White, and I hope you've enjoyed today's conversation. I'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors, BetterWithACupOfCoffee.com and PeaceTeas.com. If you want to be a guest on our show, email me at cupofconnections@gmail.com. And if you like what you heard, please rate and review our podcast and join us again soon on Cup of Connections.